we look at, normally we look at Baptist history. Once a month, we're looking at a study of miracles in American history, God's providence in American history. But today, I want to take a moment and just step out of that mode a little bit and do a few minutes, talk a few minutes about something in Christian history. And tomorrow is the 505th anniversary of something very important that really changed the course of the whole world. And I want to talk about that this morning. And I want to talk about Martin Luther and why we should appreciate what he did and what that means to Baptists and how important, actually, he is to Baptists. I want to say this to start out. When you study history, and anybody who's studied history, one thing that maybe stands out when you study history is that history is not perfect. It's very messy. I guess that'd be the way I'd say. And the reason for that is, and you would know the reason, right? The reason is because we are sinful. We are human beings. Human beings are sinful. And God has a plan, but man messes it up all the time. And so I want to keep that in mind as we talk about some of these things. But I want to discuss this morning this man, and a man who is a kind of a controversial figure. But as I said, a man that's important to understand. And Martin Luther was born in Germany in the late 1400s, 1483, into a peasant family. His father was determined that his children were going to be educated, which was very rare in that day. And he worked very hard, and Martin Luther was able to enter college to study law, as his father wanted. In the summer of 1505, however, he suddenly quit his studies. He sold all his books, and he entered the Augustine Monastery to study to be a priest. Well, that surprised his friends, and it appalled his father, who wanted him to be a lawyer. Later in his life, he explained that he had several brushes with death, and at one particular very serious moment when he thought he was going to die, he cried out to God that if God would save him, he would become a monk. And he lived through that, and that's what he did. He made good on his vow, and a year later, he was ordained a priest. He was asked to be a professor at one of Germany's newest universities, the University of Wittenberg. And while he was there, a couple years later, on the advice of a friend, he had the opportunity to visit Rome, to go to Rome. Of course, Rome, in the Catholic Church, is the center of everything. The Pope is there. A very spiritual place, Martin Luther thought. And when he arrived in Rome, he was shocked by the worldliness, the corruption, the immorality he saw. He was shocked by the immorality he saw among the priests. And one of the things that bothered him most of the corruption was something called indulgences and the church's teaching on indulgences. And the Pope was building St. Peter's Cathedral, and he was needing money. And so he devised a plan to tell people that if you would give a certain amount of money, you can forgive your sin. The more money you give, the more sins you can have forgiven. In fact, if you give a lot of money, we'll even forgive the sins of your dead relatives and try to get them into heaven. So obviously this is heresy. And Martin Luther was just shocked by this and just appalled, of course. And especially that part of it. So he returned to Germany and he began to study scripture in the light of what he had just seen in Rome. And a few years later, 1517, on October 31st, then tomorrow is the anniversary of that day, this 33-year-old unknown monk nailed a list of problems. He called them theses. And he mailed this 95 list of problems to the door of Wittenberg Castle. And it is a hard-hitting list. In that list, he attacked the church's view on, the Catholic Church's view on these indulgences and some of the other corruptions. And he saw these payments, these indulgences, as really an abomination to the forgiving work of Christ. And it just shook him to his core what was going on in his church. And the 95 thesis was a call for debate, although a debate would never take place. But this list then was quickly translated into German And it really began to spread, and it shook the people of Germany, just shook them. The challenge that he gave the Catholic Church in this list went unnoticed for some time, but the people didn't let it die, and they began to spread this. Well, he began to defend this, and as he preached across Germany and defended and debated it among his peers, that just opened up his teaching. They spread like wildfire. The Catholic Church did begin to take notice, and that led to an official condemnation of Luther 3 years later. Now, in April 1521, then, 3 years later, he was summoned to appear before the emperor to defend this. And really, he was summoned before the emperor to recant of his beliefs. And he was summoned to the emperor at what is called in the city of Worm in Germany. And he was asked, but before all these assembled Catholic Church hierarchy and soldiers, to recant his beliefs. And he refused firmly. And he asserted that he could only be convinced by Scripture in order to recant. And in the words that he said that would really change the world and set the world on an entirely different course, he said this. He said, "Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen." And those words, "Here I stand," have reverberated for 500 years. There are books titled about Luther entitled "Here I Stand." And this movement that he began is called the Reformation because in error, Luther thought he could reform the Catholic Church. And so hence the term Reformation. And it was a movement back to the Bible. The motto of the movement became in Latin, sola scriptura, which means scripture alone. And these rebels of God began to spread the gospel. Now, I do want to say, and I said from the very beginning, that when you study history, history is messy. This is not a perfect movement. Martin Luther is not a perfect man. And so there are a lot of problems that come along the way. And I also want to make it clear that we are Baptists. And we did not come from this movement. The Baptists, and weren't called Baptists then, but men and women who believe like we believed have been in and around Europe and all over the world since the time of the apostles. And so I want to make that very clear. That's why we don't consider ourselves Protestants, because we did not come out of this movement. Protestant comes from the term protesting the Catholic Church. That's where that term comes from. So we are not Protestants, and just want to make that clear. And so there are problems with this movement. I will say that, and I'm not ignoring some of the things that happened. But I do want to say I believe that Luther changed the known world by really weakening the stronghold of the Catholic Church on especially Europe and really the rest of the world. And, you know, we've studied some of these things in American history. We studied how that we have the time when Spain ruled the world. Spain was the world superpower in the 1400s and 1500s. And this movement actually paved the way for Henry VIII in England to throw off Catholicism and make England a Protestant nation. And so then we have England as a Protestant nation defeating the world's superpower, the Spanish Armada, and destroying the Spanish fleet. If you remember that, we talked about that a few months ago. And that's so important because if that hadn't happened, Spain was beginning to colonize the Americas. They had already colonized what is Mexico and Central America, and they would have colonized America also. But when that happened, when the Spanish Armada was defeated, and England now ruled the Atlantic Ocean, that made it possible for America to be settled by non-Catholic Englishmen. And that is so important in our history. In fact, that may be the most important piece of our history. And so that's why what happened in 1517 is so important in world history and also in American history. Baptists still had a terrible struggle to gain freedom of worship. And freedom of worship would not be realized for several centuries. But we would not be settled as a Catholic nation, and that is the key point. And I want to thank the Lord who this morning works all things together for good. I want to thank him for Martin Luther and his faith and courage to take on the world's religious system in a day when that just was impossible. And by doing so, changed the world.